We are learning Misech Tzmaid Katan Daf Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 7 lines from the top. We are continuing the sugya of marking off kvarim called Tzionim. Amar Rav Yehuda, Motza Eve Mitzuyenes. You find a stone that has a mark on it, and Tosis explains that Rashi also says this, that they used to put sid, it's like plaster, on these stones. It was white. And that's how you realize that there was a cave there. So you find one Evem Mitzvianes, Tachteh Tomei, under its Tomei. Shtayim, you find two of them, Im Yesh Sid B'neim Tomei. If there's a Sid between the two stones as well, then it's Tomei. It looks like one big cave here, or there's a few Kvarim here. If Ein Sid B'neim, then B'neim Tar, only under the stone it's Tomei, but B'neim, but between them is Tar. Now, Rashi explains, I always said the Gemara before, that when you put a tzion, when you put a simon, usually it's right in front of the kaver. So why it's saying over here, tachteh ha-tameh? So Rashi explains there's a chilek, there's a difference between a stone simon or a simon that's just white painted on the ground. If it's painted on the ground, then they make the simon a little before the kaver. Why? Because it might be too late. The time you reach the kaver, it might be too late. Therefore, you put it a little before. But when it's a stone, you're not going to walk over a stone. So therefore, it's a stone under it is tameh. And the Gemara says, another halacha that in between them is tar. Faith the Gemara of Afagav the Lekha Chayrish. And even though it's not plowed up the middle, we're saying the middle between two stones, if it's not white, the halacha is that it's tahar. Well, even if it's not plowed up, by the time of the Raisa, you find one stone that's colored, that there's a simon, there's a cave here under its tummy. Shtayim, it depends. If there's two stones, it depends. If it's plowed in between them, b'neim tar. Between them is tar. If not, b'neim tummy. It depends if it's plowed up. If it's plowed up, then it's tar. If it's not plowed up, then it's tummy. So what do you see? In Pashas, the mila being plowed is that the plow, it ruins, like we had yesterday's daf, that it breaks up the caver. Which Tosis has a kasha, good, it makes it not Tumas oil anymore, but you still could have Tumas maga. So Tosis has a few different terutzim. Either it says we're talking about tahar from Tumas oil, or Tosis answers that since it's no Tumas oil, you can walk through it by blowing it, or if it's trampled, you can walk through it. And the third mahalach is that here it's a lot of sveka. It's not for sure there's a cave here. There might be a cave here, and it's nechrash, so it's sveka, and therefore it's mata. That's Tosis 3 mahalachim. But like upon him, what the kash of the Gemara is, that you see over here, that the chayrish, you need the chayrish by name. If not chayrish, if it's not plowed in between the two stones, you could assume it is tamim in the two stones. And the Brisa says before, not like that, Rav Yehuda says not like that. Rav Yehuda says, if there's no sid, it's tar. So it's a stira, the bright sid to Rav Yehuda. Amar Papa, hacha kesha sid shofach arashayhem. Here the case was that the sid on both stones and they're dripping down towards the middle in between them. Meruda lakan lakan. Each stone, the sid is dripping down towards the other stone. So iyika charish b'nehem. If it's plowed in between, so b'nehem's tar. Why? Then b'nehem is tar. Why? The Amar Machmas Chayrishu the Ikval, because we could assume that the reason why there is Sid in between is a little bit Sid is from, you know, it's going down, is because when they did Chayrisha, it shook the ground and it peeled off the Sid off the two racks. V'loi then Sid the Beni Beni Huva Tamei. But if it's not plowed, then what is Sid doing in between over here a little bit? It must be it's Tamei. So we're answering like this, that if there's no sid whatsoever in the middle, there you can assume it's tar. You don't have to be chayrish. If there's sid pointing towards the middle, so then it depends. If it's plowed, so you can assume that the sid came from the plowing, the shaking of the ground and plowing made sid come in the middle. But if it's not plowed, and there's still sid going towards the middle, you can assume it's tamei. So that's how we're answering the kasha from the Brisa on Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda's talking about there's no sid whatsoever, and the Brisa's talking about there's a little sid, it's Merud of a name, there's a little sid in between. Now, the Sfasamis is a very simple question. Once you say that it's chayrish, so what I have to say to the Svara of Ikfil, that maybe peeled off, once it's chayrish, it's not a problem, it's a real cave here. So the Sfasamis' answer is that since you found sid here as well, so it sounds like the chayrisha didn't take away all the sid, so maybe there's still a cave here. Therefore, this little cave came afterwards. Therefore, you have to say this excuse that the reason why the sid came here is because it got peeled off. Hakapanim, that's the two members here, the Yehuda and the Brisa. So, Amar Rav Asi, Motza Meitzer Echad Metzuyin. You have a field, You have a little field. You're not sure what's going on in that field. So you found one border is a mitsuyim with a bunch of rocks, white rocks. They know there's a caver here. So who tamei? Under those rocks is tamei. V'chal sada kul taira. The rest of the sada is taira. Even shnayim. If you have two sides of a field, that you have these simanim. Heim tamei v'chal sada kul taira. The rest of the sada is tar. Only under those rocks is tamei. Shloisha. If you have three sides of the field, heim tamei v'chal sada kul taira. The rest of the sada is taira. Arba'a. But if it's on all four sides of the field, then you could assume that we're trying to show that inside the field is tamei. Hain tahirim, under these rocks are tahar, b'chol ha-sada kula tmeya, and the whole sada is tameh. Now why under the rocks are tahar? Dama mari, v'chikin siyin, v'mokim tumma, shol ha-hafsid es Eretz Yisrael. So why, the reason why we don't put the stones too far, we put it right near the field that is tameh, and we're putting it all four sides in this way to show that the inside is tameh. And therefore, we could assume that right by the stones is still tar. But inside the field is tame, and immediately inside the field is tame, because we circled all around, all four sides. That's to show us that in the field is a basic kfaras, and there's kfaram inside the field, and it's tame. But if it's on one or two sides, so then there's no reason to assume that inside the field is tame, only under it is tame, because that's where you usually put the tzuyanim, right next to the tumma and not far away. But here it's all four sides, so then you can assume that everything is tummy. Zakta Gemara Vayit Ad Kan the sugya of tzuyanim. Now we're going back to the Mishnah. Mishnah says the yotzin afal kalayim, that on Chol HaMoed another thing they should do, the shluchi bezin should send people out to check out the kalayim. The kalayim we were talking about klai zra'im, people who plant different zra'im together, which is kalayim, and when it starts taking root and starts growing a little bit, you have to rip it out. So they used to have the shluchi bezin go to check out if anyone's being over on kalayim and to rip it out. Great thing, Gemara, about kalayim v'chol shemoyed afkinon, is that the job of Chol HaMoed to do this? But I'm going to show you in the Mishnah, in Masechta Shkalim, that we did this earlier. The first day we send out a call to everyone to bring shkalim and to everyone to make sure that they don't have kalayim growing in the field. That's on the Shcheres Adar. In the 15th day of Adar, which is the Purim for the walled cities, so by Kermes and Megillah Krachim, it's the day you read the Megillah in the walled cities. And you go out to clean the roads from thorns, will sack the rechayvos. You fix the roads, v'lomana mekvayis. You measure the mekvayis. It's called tzarcha ravim. It's a big day of tzarcha ravim because it's the end of the winter, and now it's time to make everything as b'seder. U'mitzayin is hakvaris, and the mitzayin the kvaris. The yoytzim al klaim, and they go al klaim. So on the rechayish ad, the mashmiyim al klaim, and on the 15th day of Adar, they actually go out to rip out the shluchei bezin go out. The messengers from Bezna go out to rip out the kalayim if the people didn't do it. So what's the kasha? It says over here the 15th day of Adar did it. Our Mishnah says did on Chol HaMoed, which is like the 16th to 17th day of Nisan. And here it says in 15th day of Adar already they went out to pull out the kalayim. How are you going to ask me, like, why would Chepri on kalayim? How about the kasha? Our Mishnah says he fixed the roads on Chol HaMoed. Here it says he fixed the roads on 15th day of Adar. So why didn't you ask the kasha from there? That's Rashi's kasha. And Rashi answers, that's not shver, because after the winter they fix it up. But a lot of times it rains again in between Purim and Pesach, so it gets ruined again, and therefore they fix it again. But Kalayim, once they pulled it out, it's out. Like, what are you doing it again? So how does a pasta have 2 days? So Gemara says, yeah, it does pasta have two times. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yitzchak Rechnir, Chad Omar, Kan Bebechir, Kan Ba'afil, that there's two times to go out. On 15th day of Adar is when the early birds, when they grow earlier, they ripped it out. But there's some late bloomers, which only bloom in Chol HaMoed, that's where the second group of people go out to rip out the kalayim. That's on Chol HaMoed, it's one teretz. And Chad Amar, either Rabbi Lazar or Yitzchak Rechnir said a different teretz, kam v'zroam, kam v'yirokas. One's talking about zroam, one's talking about vegetables. Vegetables take longer to grow, and they grow by Chol HaMoed time, and that's when they come to rip out those kalayim. Again, we're talking about klai zrom, which means mixed vegetables together or mixing tvua together. We're not talking about klai karam. Klai karam is much more chomer diga klaim, and there it's asa bahana even. When you mix, let's say, barley together with a vine, that's klaim, that is the rice, the klaim, And it's also Anah, Klai Zerom could be derived also as Shaila, Me'elach Mois Mishinai, but the Klai Kerem is more common than Klai. Amr Rav Asi Yom Avyechanan, Loi Shonu Ela She'in Nitzan Nikar, Ava Nitzan Nikar Yoritzin Aleim. This whole halacha, that they don't go out before Adar or before Chol HaMoed, depends what, Yerukas or Zerom, that you don't go out before 15th day of Adar or the 15th or the Chol HaMoed Pesach, that's only if it didn't grow yet. But if already the blossom already is nicker, then they went out earlier already to rip those out or to make sure that the owners get rid of the klayim. Now, for the Gemara Kasha, Vos Epis on Chol HaMoed, okay, it's around that time that it grows. Okay, so do a little before Chol HaMoed or after Chol HaMoed. Why in Chol HaMoed is the time punk to go out for klayim? Maishtav a Chol HaMoed in Afka. Why punk they go out on Chol HaMoed, they go out to they get people to the Shluchei Beis Din to go rip out the klayim? Vos Epis on Chol HaMoed? It's very easy to find cheap work at that time. Rashi explains that people are out of work at Chol HaMoed because stores are closed and people don't build. So Chol HaMoed, the people don't have a job and looking for work. So therefore, you get cheap labor on Chol HaMoed. Now, Tosfos has a question. The Gemara says later on, even if you're allowed to work, let's say there's something you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to charge for it, you're not allowed to get money for it. So how are you allowed to get paid for working on Chol HaMoed? So Tosfos says, maybe going to the Mandema holds that if you don't have what to eat, you're allowed to work. But what if it, so that's Hakim, to don't have Sechar Pa'ula, you don't have what to eat. But if you don't have the Mandema holds that even that's also, what do you say? Tosfos says it like this, maybe for Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to get paid. Shema for Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to get paid. And if you look at in Mishnah Berurah, in Bir Halacha, he brings down this sad that for Tzarchei Mitzvah, you could get paid. He also says another Tzarchei Rabbim also get paid. So others answer that this is called Tzarchei Rabbim. That's where you're allowed to get paid. And Ayin Shom, it's very negative. If people who work at Chol HaMoed, if you're allowed to get paid or not, let's say a singer, a keyboard player, you have to know it could be that it's a mitzvah because it's Simchat V'Sheva, Simchat V'Chagecha. So therefore, maybe the tzad, you're allowed to get paid. It's Halacha. Tzarchei Mitzvah. It's all a heterim, but I'm saying this is one of, will be one of the heterim, else it's a mitzvah. Zog to Gemara Vaita. So Gemara says, why Chol HaMoed do you go out? Because it's cheap work there. Amram is vid v'tem Rav Sharshia. Shema mino ki avinu luhu schar matumas lishku avinu luhu. You see from here, who is paying the bill? Who's footing the bill to rip out the klayim? Is it the owners of the field? Does it work like you go to the owner of the field, they say, get it rid of your klayim, and you're going to pay for it. It's like you tow your car and you pay for it. Who pays for it? So it sounds like from here, the Bezdin pays for it. If they make the landowners pay for it, what do we care for, how much money it costs them? Let them pay. Why are we so worried about making a low-cost option here? We're doing Chol HaMoed, why? Because the cost is less for the shluchim. If they're paying for it, who cares? Let them pay whatever it costs. Territory is coming from the Bezdin, it's coming from the Beis Hamikdash's coffers. So therefore, we want to make sure it's not like very expensive. Territory speaks out. It's me'ilo to use the Bezdin's coffers for paying for taking klayim. So Tosfos answers, leave Bezdin master leim. It's a tenai mitchila already that they use it from Tumas Lishka. So the whole tumul over here, the svarim of God v'chadosh, all the svarim, some say he uses shiari Tumas Lishka, the leftover of Tumas Lishka, back upon him, it comes from Bezdin's coffers. But ad kama. Now, what? So this with Firashi, what the Gemara is saying is like this, how much do they have to rip out? There's a certain amount of klayim that's bottle. So how much do I have to rip out? Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Kol Shaninu, Kol Sa'a Sheyesh Bei Roiva Hakav, which is 1/24, Roiva Zera, Mimin Akar, that means a Sa'a is six kavim, and a quarter of a kav to a Sa'a, that already is too much. If it's less than that, it's bottle. So he says, Yema'it, you take it out, when you come and rip it out, you rip it out to make it down to less than a quarter of a kav, that's enough to get rid of the kalayim. That's how Rashi learns. That means you only have to rip out until that amount. Tosfos learns, no, that if you come in the plant by the beginning, then up to that is bottle. But if you're ready, it's more than that, and then kalayim, you have to rip the whole thing out. That's Tosfos and Tosfos Rosh hold. You have to rip the whole thing out. They argue on Rashi. Back upon him, it says over here, the shluchim hasn't come, and if you're Rashi, they're mited to less than a kav, less than a roiva kav, less than a quarter of a kav, and according to Tosfos and Tosfos Rosh, you rip it out legamri. Right to Gemara, forget about ripping out the klayim. By time with the brisa, skinu shi yimifkarim kol sa'a dekula. They were masakin that if they come to a field and they see that you didn't get rid of your klayim, even though we were mashmiim al klayim, you didn't get rid of klayim. We mafka the entire field. We say everyone come eat whatever you want from the field. So here, on one hand, says you rip out the klayim. On the other hand, the Braisa says, Mafgirim calls the kulo. One was before the takana, one was after the takana. Like the Voyager and Mesechta Skolm, the Thailand, the Braisa. But in the beginning, what does Shluchim Bezin do? They came down to your field, they ripped out your kalayim, and they threw it in front of the behemoths of the balabatim. We just said before, it's mutav ahanav, because kalay is ra'im, it's mutav ahanav. These are thrown in front of the behemoths. But the balabatim smeichim, the owners who didn't take the kalayim, they were thrilled. Shtei smachas. They were happy for two reasons. First of all, achas shemanashkulahem, they got free pruning of the field. Free pruning. We got Bezdin supplied shluchim to pull out their weeds. Shemanashkulahem is saying, but achas shemanashlichim behemtam. Another mila was that the behemoth got free food. So imagine this, they did an iser, and all of a sudden, a few malachim land up in the field, they're doing pruning for free, feeding the animals, it's unbelievable. And next day they'll do kalayim again. So Skinu, they were so happy, he said, Skinu, they should rip it out and throw it on the street, don't give it to the behemoths. But they're still happy. They're getting free pruning. So Chazal was saying that Hefker, Bezin, Hefker, they will mafke the entire field. Now they learned the lesson. They're not going to grow kalayim anymore, and they're going to rip out their kalayim, because if they don't, if Bezin comes down, it's too late. The whole field, everything, every tomato we have there is Hefker, and therefore it taught them a lesson. So that was the Mar's Kash was. I says Mafkarim, that's after the Takana when the Balabatim were taking advantage.
Well, on the first